This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Supreme Court this morning turned down an appeal from the parents of Terry Schiavo to keep their brain-damaged daughter alive. The High Court rejected their request for an emergency order to reinsert her feeding tube, which was removed 6 days ago. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following this story from Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo is receiving hospice care, and he joins me now. Ari, what do we know about the court's decision and its reasons for not hearing the case?
It was a terse one-page statement, and they didn't actually explain their reasoning behind the decision, but it was expected. The case has come to the High Court before, and in every previous instance, the justices have declined to take the case. And this time, the case had already come before three federal courts this week. First in Tampa, a federal district court decided not to have the tube reinserted. Then the case went to Atlanta, where a panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the court in Tampa. And then it went to the full 12-judge circuit court, and they also concurred. So when it went to the Supreme Court, it really did seem like a long shot for them to intervene. And I don't think anyone was very surprised that they chose not to.
And the Supreme Court, that would seem to be the end of the legal battles, but is it?
Almost, but not quite. Yesterday, there were some developments in Florida. A judge here in the state is now hearing a petition from the State Department of Children and Families. At a news conference yesterday, Florida Governor Jeb Bush announced that a Dr. William Cheshire had reviewed Terry Schiavo's case and reached the conclusion that she was likely not in a persistent vegetative state, but rather that she was minimally conscious. Dr. Cheshire was acting as a volunteer for the Department of Children and Families Adult Protective Services team. He was investigating allegations of abuse and neglect, but he did not actually perform a medical examination on Terry Schiavo. He reviewed her medical records, he watched videotapes of another doctor examining her, but in all he spent less than an hour by her bedside, he said. Nevertheless, Governor Bush said that in this case, when there is new evidence presented, it's important to afford her, Terry Schiavo, the same kinds of opportunities, he said, that one would afford a death row inmate after new DNA evidence has arisen. And so he said the tube should be put in place immediately to give the Department of Children and Families a chance to investigate.
So where does Governor Bush's request stand at this hour?
A state judge who has heard many of the appeals in this case, that's Judge George Greer, is considering the petition and expected to rule on it within the hour. Judge Greer was clearly worried that the agency would take action prematurely, so yesterday afternoon he issued an emergency restraining order preventing anyone from taking steps that would have the feeding tube reinserted before the judge could rule on the petition. Now, the Florida Department of Children and Families has filed a number of petitions in this case over the last few months alleging abuse and neglect. Although these specifically are new allegations, the pattern is not new. This filing alleges that Schiavo was abused through her husband Michael Schiavo's insistence that the feeding tube be removed. Of course, Michael Schiavo says, and the courts have agreed, that Terry Schiavo would have wanted the feeding tube removed. And in the past, Judge Greer has often found these petitions to be lacking, and he's generally rejected the agency's claims.
And is there any possibility of additional legislative action? Could lawmakers get back into this at this point?
Right now, it looks as though all of those options are exhausted. In Tallahassee yesterday, state lawmakers considered a bill that would have made it illegal to deny food to someone in a persistent vegetative state. But that bill was defeated for the second time. And lawmakers in Washington, including the president, have said that they've done all that they can do and that now it's up to the judiciary.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Pinellas County, Florida. Thanks very much, Ari.
You're welcome, Renee.